Today's episode of the Two Ring Podcast is brought to you by Oyster McNuggets, the brand new heroes in a half shell.
Oh, Oyster Meacher!
I'm loving it.
Mummy, I found a pearl! Well, I think it's a pearl.
Oh yeah, mate, Maccas, I'm loving it. Actually, I'm shoving it in your face!
Don't be shellfish, get enough to share.
Get shucked at Maccas, new Oyster McNuggets. When all that can satisfy that deep down inside hunger is a deep fried bivalve mollusk.
I'm loving it.
Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on earth. Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast. You'll gasp. You'll laugh. And you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
Hello.
And Matt Bradshaw.
Hey,
g'day. Welcome.
Hello, mate.
Hey, how are you?
Fancy seeing you here.
I love your fancy new song that you made for us.
That's why I'm here, my friend.
I actually do love it.
I'm glad it's one of those things where you put your heart and soul into something, spend hours and hours creating something.
What's that like?
Unilaterally, not really sure if your friend is going to like it or not.
No, I loved it. I'm a bit concerned about the use of the word magnificence.
Oh, what, too many syllables?
Yeah, well...
It's hard to say.
It's a hard word to say.
I don't think it was until...
No, syllables... I, difficult. I think syllables is too many syllables for what it actually should be. Do you have a like a favourite word? Or a word that you don't like?
No. The word I've been trying to use, in fact, that I've used a lot more recently is predicated.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that predicated on?
See? Yeah, see, you know stuff. You know some worms.
Do you have any words you don't like?
You know, it's that old trope. Everyone hates the word moist.
I don't either.
What's wrong with the word moist?
That's silly. Why would you hate moist?
Cakes.
Would you rather have a moist cake than a dry cake?
Correct.
Yeah, so moist's a good word.
Yeah, I think chicks are weird.
I I have one word that I don't like. Aioli.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the...
Too many vowels together.
Yeah, the vowel to consonants ratio. Don't like it. It's not good. And therefore, I don't eat it.
Oh, but it's good.
I don't want to eat something that's spelled weirdly.
Really?
Yeah.
What about zucchini?
I don't eat zucchini.
Because it's spelled weirdly?
I think that might be it. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other vegetables that start with Z?
Zucumbers?
That's awful.
No? You asked. God. At least I didn't say Zumkin.
So here we are, episode 5. Yeah. It's exciting.
So I just looked over. There's an audience.
Yeah, stop looking at me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was trying to pretend that the producer wasn't here today, but I have run out of beer, however. I know, we're 3 minutes in.
So we should say that our very first idea of what we're going to call the podcast was going to be You're Drunk and I'm Not.
That's true.
Yeah, and so, look.
And we were going to swap from one episode to the next as to who was drunk and who wasn't. But Dom doesn't really drink.
I have recently. I have.
Didn't.
I've... What? I don't understand.
The juice is about to appear on camera.
Is it?
No. Here we go.
Brilliant. That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Is it on the wagon or off the wagon? I don't... Because here's my thing.
I've never known.
Does it...
And I'm a Seinfeld fan.
Right. Because I would assume that if you start drinking again, you're off the wagon because you've fallen off it because you're drunk.
I don't know.
Anyway.
It's like the crux of a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, right.
That whole conundrum. And I don't remember what the conclusion was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Not very good at things like that.
Yeah.
It's but the same with movies. Like
I remember it was a Seinfeld episode.
Yes.
Is it a Seinfeld episode?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Of course it is.
Who was in Seinfeld? Don't say Seinfeld because that gives it away.
I know them all.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Louis.
Louis?
Louis.
Yeah.
I thought it was Louise.
No, no.
Is it no E on the end?
No, and it, the surname is hyphenated. It's not Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Ah, right, because otherwise it would be Julia hyphen Louise. Julia Louise.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like Billy Ray. No, he's Billy Ray. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Anyway, you knew it was a sci-fi.
Do you know, though, speaking of those sorts of new things that everybody else realised before you did, I didn't know that Miley Cyrus was Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. It didn't twig with me at all. I didn't get it.
The silence.
Yeah, I know. So I just keep filling it with extra noises. Yeah. I know.
Okay. Is it because her name's not Miley Ray Cyrus?
I think it's just sometimes... it's the wood for the trees thing. I think sometimes I get bogged down in the minutia without actually realising what the big picture is. Like, that their surname is both Cyrus. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's forgivable.
Thanks, man. Dom's my best friend, can you tell?
Yeah, I think that's one of those things I just knew because... No, I mean, for me, I've never known that they were separate because I'd never heard of her until she was in one of those movies, the Hannah Montana film, and he
was
in it.
Well, see, I got confused when his name wasn't Billy Ray Montana.
Right. So the reason why I know about the Hannah Montana film is because I was a cinema projectionist and I projected it.
Was it an avid fan.
Well, they did a movie, yeah. So then we played it at the cinema and then I was like, oh, this is Billy Ray Cyrus is in a film with Miley Cyrus. They must be related.
Would you not have chosen to go see it?
I probably wouldn't have.
Because you love cinema.
Yeah, I like cinema and
I like
films.
Oh, you mean that
films.
Doesn't even count?
Well,
not even a movie.
I haven't seen it, so I can't pass judgment. I just know that it was there and I put it on the screen. Yeah. So it would be...
You've seen bits of it, though.
Yeah, bits of, like, the intro credits, which is probably why I assumed that they were related because they have the same name. But I didn't know that... What I'm just trying to say is I'm not picking on you for not knowing.
Appreciate it.
I'm saying I only ever knew them as associated through the film. So that's, you know, it wasn't like, oh, this is blah, 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 blah.
What happened to you this week? Wow. You fell out of a plane. Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was a propeller plane. I don't want to talk about what happened to me this week.
Oh, really?
I did lots of gigs. And
with me?
We're exhausted.
You did gigs with me?
We did... Did you do eight? I did eight.
I might have done seven because I had a couple of interstates.
Okay. Anyway, we did lots. Mm. So when you think about it, that's, you know, 30-odd songs, maybe more per gig. So, you know, it's almost 250 songs you sing.
It's just dumb, isn't it?
Yeah, and then last night's gig was just... We did this gig last night. I'm going to talk to you because you're here. It's okay.
So at the time of recording this...
It's Monday.
It's Monday and the gig was last night, but you might be not... Your last night might not be the same reference point as our last night.
Well, it definitely won't be. It absolutely
won't be. Unless this is live.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's not.
Okay.
Just...
We were at the time of recording. Yeah. So we did... I don't know what came over us, but there was a group of dancers.
They didn't come over us.
No, because otherwise I would have known what came over us. Listen to what I'm saying. Anyway, we were at this gig at this particular venue and a small group of dancers, maybe... Is that a troupe? Were they a troupe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were a school. No, that was dolphins. That's a pod. Oh, no.
That's what we should do. And we should do an episode in the future that we just talk about a collective nouns.
Could we get an entire episode out of that?
Yeah, because we could have the discussion of what they are and then what we think they should be.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Because a gaggle of geese is a good one.
Yeah. But is that one of your favourites?
A murder of crows is a bit shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like crows. They're
not the Adelaide ones.
Big beefy birds.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a troop of dolphins come and swim / dance for us.
Yes. / dance.
/ dance.
God, love that film.
I don't think
it's a parody. It's exactly what you think.
just became an adults only podcast.
Why keep talking about dolphins?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, sorry, you said
it
podcast.
It wasn't my purpose. Anyway, I've got a tuner back in.
All right.
So these small group of dancers came and they just danced up a storm in the middle of a place where you wouldn't think a storm could be danced up.
No.
And they did. And so we responded by playing continuously for about 38 minutes.
I'd say so.
Twice. We just like got this one beat going and then we just went, what do you got? And we just kept bouncing from one song to another. And of course, that meant they were all upbeat, no stops. Because if you think about it, if you stop between songs, you drop a song's worth of time, a set. You probably drop 3 or 4 minutes.
Yep.
We're not actually playing.
Yeah, yeah.
But we just kept playing and it was...
Which forced them to stay there.
And they were great.
They were great.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good fun. And this one dude, he was a really good dancer, but he had a very thick beard. And he had a sweaty beard.
He had sweaty everything.
Well,
though.
Yeah, but I guess they... You don't really see sweaty beards very often.
I don't look for him.
Well, you know.
He was. Yeah, yeah. Every pore, every molecule of him was sweating.
Every molecule of him was sweating.
Yeah.
That's the best phrase I've heard all podcast.
I got heaps more where that came from, son.
Do you have anything you want to really talk about today? Because we're both pretty delirious and crazy.
I've had a great week. I've had a really good week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, you got my quota.
Possibly so.
Yeah, awesome.
So I went up to Dracula's on the Gold Coast for their opening night of the new show.
That's a restaurant. It's not a dude.
He doesn't eat steak. I'll give you the drum.
Matthew, come over.
Is that your Dracula?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to stereotype. After the last episode, we were talking about accents. I didn't want to just go straight to a, you know, bring two friends.
Now, you see, it's the same thing. You've got to have the word that gets you into the accent. And when you said, Matthew, you said it like Boris Yeltsin. But when you said, la, ha, ha, and then you said the next thing, all of a sudden you sounded like him.
Oh, really?
See?
Is that my motivation?
So, henceforth, if ever you need to do a Dracula just in your brain, you just, you know, just say, la, ha, ha. Lion face, lemon face.
That's funny. Anyway, so Matt went to Queensland to a theatre restaurant, which he does the music for.
Yes.
Yes.
I think we've discussed it.
Yeah.
Previously.
Yes. Mm. And even on the podcast.
So that was Tuesday night, and then I was back for gig with you on Wednesday.
Yep.
And then solo gig on Thursday, and then a couple on Friday, and then back up to Brisbane. For our overseas viewers, that's in Queensland, which is in the northeast quadrant of Australia.
Quadrant?
Yes.
Well, I guess everything can be quadranted.
Yes.
Yep. Which is like flying from LA to...
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
When I said Buffalo, I meant bullshit. Go on. LA to...
I don't know. I don't know why I picked LA either, assuming there would be people from America listening to this.
USA geography is terrible. I don't know where anything is.
All right, what's the biggest...
I know Texas is the big bit down the bottom.
Oh, so what's the biggest state in America?
Oh, isn't that Texas?
No.
I don't know.
I did this gig on a Sunday, right, and there's all lots of board games. People play board games. And, of course, my favourite bit about the gig is overhearing people play Trivial Pursuit and going, I know... I know. when people don't know the answer, and that's not, you know, it's not very often.
Are
that
you
I know.
That? Do you, so, if you watch a quiz show on TV, are you that guy that just continually bellows out the answer at the TV when the contestant doesn't know?
No. What? Like, as in, like berating them for not knowing the answer?
Well,
how could you not know that?
God bless my mum.
Alaska.
She is one of the. That's the only way you're going to find out. If you don't know.
You can look it up. You don't have to ask her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but if my mum knows the answer to a quiz question, she'll continuously shout it out until the answer is given.
Right. As if they can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the equivalent of trying to get a better perspective on a 2D image.
No, go on.
So, you know, if you see a billboard, like, have you ever done that? Seen a billboard and there's a kind of precarious photo, and maybe you could
Tried to look under stuff.
You'd probably see up a girl's skirt, fine. But it's a 2D image, so you're never going to be able to, but you're still looking anyway. Yeah.
I do know what you mean. I mean, I stopped when I was 6 doing that sort of thing.
It's the thing with the... When you're driving the car.
Oh, yeah, fuck. No, I didn't stop when I was 6. No, you're right. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So like shouting at the screen, knowing that they can't hear you and it's pre-recorded anyway, you're not going to influence.
Yeah, but I don't shout at sport either. I don't get shouting at sport.
No.
Shouting at horse races on TV.
So stupid.
Those people really irritate me.
Actually, shouting at a horse race at the horse race is stupid.
Horse races?
Because shouting at an animal to run faster is stupid.
It works on my cat.
It does.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Well, I shouted and she ran away. I would never. In fact, so sometimes, you know what's going to be weird about, I've just realised what's going to be weird, I'm going to catch myself up in a feedback loop in this podcast, right. Is I'm going to forget what we've spoken about. So stop me if you've heard this one. I have to record a jingle for that.
Before I say anything,
I'll just hit the key.
Can I just ask?
You're going.
Is this a stop me if I've heard it or... Don't really stop me. I want to talk about
it.
No,
this is a stop me if you've heard this one. Because if you've heard it recently, it means we've already spoken about it on here.
Cool.
But I...
Yep.
So I have a tendency... Oh, fuck, we have spoken about it.
What's this tendency?
Where I'm living here in the home by myself and stuff happens, like, let's say I haven't stubbed my toe since 1973, but imagine I stub my toe and I yell expansively a bunch of four-letter words and then I very quickly have to follow it up with Baba, it's okay. We've spoken about this.
Yes.
Because I'd hate for my cat to think that I was angry at her.
But the funny
thing
is,
from four rooms away,
then you speak to her in English. Not in cat.
She speaks English. She's bilingual, you... Dude, come on.
Come on. Can't be.
My cat came from Dom's parents' farm. I'm going to tell you the cat story.
Well, it didn't get here by itself. It was brought.
So I went... So when I was an orphan in Melbourne, before I had my own world of people other than Dom, I would have orphan Christmas by myself. Except for the fact that Dom would invite me.
Are you serious?
What?
Well, like, as in, you, when it was Christmas time, you was just like, oh, well, I don't know anyone who lives in Melbourne.
I would have probably spent it by myself, and you and your family invited me to your Christmas celebration.
All right. Well, we did, and it was great. Yeah,
it was great.
Oh, I thought that. No, I just didn't know. Did you spend a Christmas by yourself in Melbourne?
Oh, don't. No, I never got to.
Oh, good.
No, never. Well, you wouldn't allow it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Oh, should we kiss now or later? So one year we went down there and the family cat named...
There's been many.
Dude.
There has been many. Oh, Oscar.
Scritchy's mum.
Yeah. Well, it was Oscar.
It's named Oscar.
Well, it was Oscar for the first 3 years and then she had kittens. So now she's Oscar-lena.
Oscar-lena.
Yeah, that's true. She's just recently disappeared.
Oh!
Like in the last couple of months. She's taken herself off to a nice quiet place.
Oh, dude. In the sky. How old?
Oh, 20 plus years old.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
20 plus years old and basically living on a farm.
Yeah.
I mean, fed. Not like a real farm cat.
Yeah. Not like a wild farm cat, but definitely very clever hunting cat.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But if all else failed, had food
at home. Yeah, it was cat food.
Huh. So Oscar, my cat's mum, got, you know, up the duff by some blow-in from an adjacent property. I think probably ragdoll, because there's a lot of those that live out in the country.
Sorry, that's the name of the cat?
No, the breed of the cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a ragdoll cat.
What, yours?
No.
No, but the blow-in.
Yeah.
No?
No.
My cat's very floppy.
Yeah. That's true.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Don't be. Maine Coon. My cat's very big. It's a big cat.
What's that word? Is that a breed? Maine Coon. Is that a breed of cat?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know the cat breeds.
They're ginormous cats.
I know lots about birds of prey.
Kestrel is a bird of prey, and I suspect on a previous episode I may have said... In fact, I think, a la Marge Simpson, I might have said, I'm going to write the dictionary, people. But I did immediately go and look it up, and Dom's correct, the kestrel is not a seabird. Which means any references I made in that podcast to an orchestral version of, I don't know, the old man at the sea, that wasn't what it was. Doesn't matter. Wouldn't make any sense, because they're not seabirds. They're birds of prey.
Good chance that not much of what we generally say makes much sense.
How dare you, sir? Anyway.
Got a cat.
So, three kittens in the litter. And litter?
I think that's what a collective noun of kittens is.
And two of them bouncing around and one of them hiding under the tractor. So I beckoned the one out hiding under the tractor, and then she was just lovely little black and white. Oh. And everyone said, oh, you should take her home. And I said, I can't even look after myself. I'm not having a cat. And then that was Christmas Day. Then I went back to Adelaide to see my father for his birthday. And when I came back to the house that I shared with Dom at the time, well, there was a cat in the house. Actually, there was a cat under the house, because I turned up at the very same time as your partner was trying to coax now Scritchy out from under the house with a can of tuna when I used to eat tuna. And now
she's
an enormous cat.
How many years? 15?
Okay.
No.
So, here right. Again, this is how I work things out about where I live.
2004.
So I've been... you're just going to do it by years? Oh, that's not as fun.
Sorry, go for it.
No, I don't know. 2004, you say? You reckon she's 13?
Well, you would have moved in... You bought this place 2004.
By the way, anyway. That was tremendous mental arithmetic on my part. I added 4 to 17. No.
Fuck it. Yeah. Bloody musicians can count to 4, and beyond that, that's it.
I took 4 away from 17 and got that my big, large cat is 13 years old.
Yeah, we can't be sure unless we cut off one of her legs and count the rings.
That's not how it works. That's only burger rings that works for.
What?
If you want to know how many is in a packet.
That's incredible.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to test that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did we get onto this?
I don't know. You've got a cat.
Yeah, but...
I don't know how you got onto a cat.
What happened to me this week? Went to Dracula's. Came back, did some gigs. I reckon Dom's got some questions for me. That's what I'm seeing here.
No, I've prepared questions and other things. Right, but now I think we should just random open a page. You point your finger down, I'll read you whatever it is.
Oh, dude.
Go for it. All right. What photo or picture really moves you? By which I think it means like an emotional connection.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Not,
right?
You know.
No, I like the dude!
What? I know it's a podcast and that was a visual joke, but...
That wasn't where my brain immediately went.
Good. That's where my brain went.
Oh, man. I'm not so much, I wouldn't say so much moved, but I would say as far as fine art goes, then Salvador Dali is probably my favourite artist. So anything I see of his, I immediately engage with. As far as being moved, like emotionally moved. Couldn't tell you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You can... We'll do the same thing.
Really?
Open up the page, you ask me one.
All right. Yeah. I actually have questions for you, things that I genuinely want to know about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
But no, screw it, go on.
All right, well, do one of these. What's that say?
Do you gamble regularly, Dom?
Really?
Yes.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Show me.
It doesn't say Dom.
Okay. Wow. No, not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to, all the time, lots, and then ran out of money, and got into debt, so that really means you have to stop.
It was a bad time, wasn't it?
Pretty bad.
Do you want to talk about that?
I think we just did. What's your real questions? Not that that wasn't a real question, but that was a real answer.
I've always been interested to know about what it was like when you... Because it was a real end of an era when the world of cinema projection kind of stopped insofar as your involvement and knowledge of it, when it all went to digital instead of actual. So what was it like for you when you finished up being a projectionist? Because you did it for a million years.
Well, I worked for one company for 18 years. And I'd say probably 16 of that was projecting film.
Right, good. As distinct from just putting
astral projecting
problems onto other people.
Yeah. And so incidentally, we just speaking about gambling, it was kind of hit a bit of a, my gambling hit a peak at a time when I was about to finish working at the cinema, and there was just a huge identity struggle that I had, because there's this thing, there's definitely this thing that I did for half my life that was just not going to be there anymore. There was just going to be no way I could.
Of course,
it's taken away.
Because, like so many of us, our job becomes how we.
What do you do?
Yeah. Like it becomes our identity and how we speak to other people about how we fit in with society.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it was an amazing job. It was a cool job. It was great. It was playing around with machines all day.
I remember being up in the projection room with you and having no idea at all that that was how it all actually worked. Like, my brain just went to what you see in the movies. Just it's a roll of film and it goes through the thing, and there's
far beyond the comprehension of what most people were, because as soon as DVD came in, people just said, oh, you just put it DVD in. Like, they didn't understand that it was still film. So
true.
The interesting thing about, so from the early 2000s, when I say I was a cinema projectionist, people would say, oh, that's just like putting a DVD. No, man, it's still film. And it was really, you know, a good dozen years after DVD that we still ran actual 35mm through a projector.
Yeah. But not even vertical, horizontal, big, flat, metal,
So your idea of what it was is single reels of film going from the top to the bottom and then a changeover. So two projectors running the same film. I think it was probably...
And my dad had a Super 8 camera.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, like, and we had a projector at home. So I've got all my dad's home movie footage, which I transferred onto DVD.
Yeah.
For them, so they could actually see them.
Oh, you took all their joy and magic out of putting that film on the screen. Just
because they hadn't looked at them for 20 years. Plus, I wanted to see moving images of me. And again, images that move me. Not moving images of me, but just moving images of
me. We've got so many home... I think it's probably three DVDs, full DVDs of family...
Yeah, right.
Family videos of... my dad took this video of my brother and I at Point Cook, near the beach at Point Cook, on this playground having a play fight. And so I was, I was a little bit taller than my brother, who was maybe four or five at the time, and we're doing that swinging, swinging fist thing, and then diving out of the way. And this video goes for about 10 minutes, and I was having this play fight, climbing on this boat in the middle of this park. So they'd taken a boat and just dumped it in the park, and then we're climbing on it. And yeah, there's so many. So speaking of images that move me, they're great.
That's cute. Have you got many pictures of you as a kid?
Yeah, heaps.
None.
Yeah, right.
Well, not none. I reckon there's probably about five photos of me in existence as a child.
I still think
I'm adopted.
I think it's amazing how many photos there are of me, given in particular how tight for money my folks were.
Yeah,
and
right.
How expensive film, developing film and printing. I remember even me being a kid at 15 years old, and spending $30 getting 24 pictures developed, and then going, oh, look, there's two pictures that I can put in my album.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah.
Although I used to be when it was physical photos.
Yeah.
I'd put them all in albums, every one of them.
Yeah, okay.
Just and get really stroppy if any were missing.
Right.
Yeah.
Bit particular about things having to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems a surprise, doesn't it? Yeah, anal retentive completist.
Sorry, is there anything more about the film stuff you want to know?
Well, I want to know more about... Because anytime I see the film Cinema Paradiso, I think of you.
People say that all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
Great film.
But I only watched it this year for the first time. I'd never seen it.
What?
Yeah, and I cried.
What? No, that's not... What?
Yeah, I'd never seen it before until the start of this year. My mum bought it for me on DVD.
I feel sure that he and I have spoken about it.
I'm pretty sure that camera's not recording. I think the other one is.
I'm almost certain.
Really? It should be recording. Yeah, I haven't. No, I only watched it for the first time this year.
Great film.
And I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you and I spoke about films, and when I away from the heat of the moment, I actually thought about it, and that's on my list. That'd be on my top 10 for sure. Great film.
Oh, that's right. Last chat we spoke about.
Yeah.
Top 5 films. Mm. You can watch it over and over again. Yeah, it's beautiful. Hilarious as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was rough. It was a rough time. It was also cool in the sense of, so my site that I managed was the second site to be converted from 35mm to digital.
Yep.
And so, but the whole process took over a year. So I think when we all got told that it was going to happen, all us managers, like, so you're not going to have a job anymore. I think I was one of the few that responded quite well and said, you know, I spent half my life here. I'm not going to go out angry.
No,
And frustrated.
But you were basically the handover guy anyway, weren't you?
Well, that's the thing. Well, that's what happened. So I think there was myself and another guy, and he took it really well as well. So then when they kind of worked out that we probably need some people on the ground to liaise between the site and the installers, they came to us and said, you know how you guys weren't, we're really shitty at us for telling you that your careers are going to be over. I feel like sticking around for about a year and helping this project out. So that was a good part of how I was able to transition out of it.
Yeah.
By being part of that.
And then you did the IMAX thing as well for a while, yeah?
I did IMAX for 10 years. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
10?
On and off for 10 years. Yeah. So I did it, I only ever did it casually. And I did that until changed over 20 months ago, which is funny because today they're doing the new what's his face, the guy that did Interstellar and Christopher Nolan, the director, his new film Dunkirk is being released on 70mm and in IMAX and so they're doing like a 2 or 3 week season where they ripped out all of the IMAX film stuff and they put it back in. They've done an install. It's taken them months to install the thing back in just for this thing.
So now films just arrive literally just a hard drive.
They are a hard drive. Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah. They're about 120 to 300 gig depending on if they're 3D or not.
Yeah.
And how long the film is. Yeah. So they're big files. And you can't just play them. They come with an encryption key that's time stamped. So it can only play from one date to another.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. So the thing with that, so you can, let's say that this new Dunkirk film is coming out in 3 months' time, so we can have the final cut of it or the file on our server, but it won't play until they give us a key that unlocks it on the release date.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's amazing. The technology is crazy.
Huh.
So much more advanced and well applied than our first couple of podcasting episodes.
Oh, we were okay.
We're okay, but just the learning curve of the gear that we'll buy this mic and it needs an attachment. It needs another attachment. And if we want to put it into the desk, we have to do this. Like pressing play on a video camera, which, or record even on a video camera. So luckily we had two running. So it's just been a big learning curve. So we've got the audio right for this one, but it doesn't seem that we've got the video right. Oh, well.
It's all right. We've got two other options. It'll be fine. Go on, I'll give you one more from here.
All right.
Yeah, where are we at time-wise, by the way?
I don't know. The video camera would usually tell us.
Excellent.
Maybe I can have a look there. Oh, 36 minutes. We got ages to go. We can just do this for hours.
All right.
Yeah. So the silence is Matt flicking a page open and me picking
what
a question.
What person from your family do you admire? Should be which? Which person? What?
It could be an American book. What person?
Which person from your family do you admire?
All of them.
Good night.
See, I just thought, what a stupid question, but then I realised that not everyone has my family.
You're a pretty good family.
Yeah, yeah. I did win the family lottery, I think.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, they're good.
Will they listen to this?
Oh, I doubt it. They've got things to do.
Then. I don't know why you're being so nice about them.
No, they've got things to do. I don't even know if they know we're doing it. No, my brother and sister have got kids and my parents have got kids. I think that's how it works. Here's a question that goes beyond that. So, no, I have great respect and admiration for my family. I'm very lucky. If you could do something in your life again, what would you do again? Because I got asked this question recently, the answer that I gave shocked the people that were there.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you mean actual... Oh, you can never ask me a simple question, can you? There's always got to be qualifiers. But do you mean...
I didn't use the word should in this question.
No, thank God for that. I bogged down with that for a very long time.
Should? What do you mean by should?
Do you mean would you exchange one experience for the potential of something else? Or do you mean would you do the same experience but do it differently?
I mean, you feel free to answer however you wish. So, if you could change anything, what would you change? And you can be specific, or you can.
Well, I don't want to cause a disruption in the space-time continuum, so it's hard to know
again.
How to answer. Yeah, well, exactly. Because obviously, you know, every decision we make gets us to the place that we're at any given point in time. But I look back at a few things I've done and wish I had have done them differently. But how that would have impacted positively or negatively on the rest of my life is kind of an open-ended equation. So I don't know.
Mm.
I don't really know. But there's a boatload of things I wish I'd done differently. And that's usually about interpersonal relationships. There's usually, if I was to think back on any specific occasions that I wish I had done things differently, then it would almost always be, I wish I had handled that conversation with that person in a better way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah.
But as far as life experiences go, I've got a remarkably good life that I get to play music, even though it's ostensibly almost exclusively other people's music. Earn a living from it is just, it's got to be the most remarkable thing. I was in an Uber in Brisbane yesterday.
I've never been in one. I've been in a Brisbane, but I haven't been in an Uber. I've never Ubered. Why have you never been in an Uber? Drive.
That's worth discussing. I don't mean that you haven't, but just the social ramifications of Uber and what it means, and we'll come back to that.
Sorry. And being ostracised because you've never been in one. I can't be part of this conversation. I don't know what it's like.
Oh, don't be ostracised.
Yeah, it's like not smoking at school when everyone else smokes. And you're like, well, I don't know what it must feel like to be scared of getting caught smoking.
But you must have been scared of getting caught doing other things.
Yeah, but not smoking. Yes, but they're different things.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. I didn't do anything bad at school. I was a good boy.
But what are you scared of being caught doing?
Well, I don't remember.
I don't believe you.
Anyway, you're in an Uber in Brisbane.
And he asked me what I did for a job. I mean, he saw the guitar, so he knew I was up there doing a gig. He made the observation that, so he was a tax accountant by day and drove an Uber sometimes. He said, I'm just going to drive for a couple of hours today because I want to buy a shirt because I'm going out this weekend. Brilliant.
Mm.
Yeah. And he's a tax accountant.
Yeah.
So he must know what the hell he's doing, mustn't he? Like, this is how I've organised it. If I want to buy a shirt, I'll drive an Uber for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then he said, I'll just drive for a couple of hours and then, you know, I can have $50 to go and buy a shirt. And I thought, ooh, that's...
Are you going to do that thing now where you go, so I need to sell my ute and buy a car that I can be an Uber driver in so I can buy shit that I want?
Not at $25 an hour.
Okay.
Fuck that.
Well, just... I say that because before when we were trying to set up this area for recording and filming today, Matt said, I need to buy a bigger house so we can have a recording room.
So I'm only half joking.
I know. That was what led me to say, do you have to buy a different car so you can buy yourself a shirt?
What's wrong with my shirt?
No, your shirt's great. Just saying, if you want another
Mr. Spuckadoo!
If you want another one, you need to be driving your Uber car around for a few hours so you can buy another one.
Anyway, he made the observation that my life must be brilliant. My life is brilliant. My life must be amazing.
Yeah.
Because I just get to go and sing.
That doesn't mean your life must be amazing.
He was right, though.
Yeah, I was saying.
So.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
His life's pretty good if he just wants to drive a car around for a few hours and to buy a shirt. That's not bad.
Someone told me the other day, this is hearsay, so it's not slanderous, but it might be incorrect. Someone told me the other day that John Blackman, you know John Blackman, the announcer guy,
yes, yep,
who was on Hey Hat Saturday, yes, Family, great voice, super funny, quick-witted, is driving an Uber at the moment.
Sure.
Because there's a lack of work for him in doing anything else.
Well, Hey Hey Saturday's not on.
But I'm amazed by stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, maybe he loves it. I don't know. Maybe, and maybe it's not even true. Because who knows about these things?
Yeah.
Sure. But it just feels like someone like that who just had a massive career for such a long time, that just seems like an odd, unfortunate. I don't mean...
It's a disruption in the space-time continuum. That's what it is.
You know what I mean,
though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your idea of what something is just been challenged by what you found out it actually is.
And that's...
Yeah.
Like...
It's like when people
I don't mean to sound like it's disparaging or I'm looking down on it or anything as a choice. I mean, and maybe he loves doing it. Maybe he's... God, I don't know. Maybe he's filming a new TV show in it. Surprise Uber. Super.
Maybe you should put that... forward, is it? Maybe that's what you should do.
What?
Like, get you become an Uber.
Nah, it's been done, dude.
To make, what do you mean it's been done?
Surprise taxi confession thing.
What?
Yeah, it's a show.
How do I not know this?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I know it exists. Yeah. I think there's one that you get in the cab and you can answer questions and win prizes.
Oh.
Possibly your cab fare.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe you could... I'm not trying to make you be an Uber driver. I'm not.
Actually, in retrospect, it does sound like that's what you...
Maybe
do you mean do you've never caught one and you'd only be happy catching one if I was the driver?
No, I'd be happy getting in one if I needed
my
to
Uber
use
rating
one.
Come back up, though.
Is that because you're a fucking cool muso and you jumped in an Uber?
No, well, okay, so they start you out.
You help the guy buy his shirt.
They start you out at 5 stars and then... you can only go down from there. It's a bit like demerit points when you're licensed.
Ah.
Except you don't have 12 points, you accrue to... Oh, police officers annoy me when they have that conversation with me. But anyway, in Uber, you start out with 5 stars and then it goes down from there in an ever-increasing spiral if you screw things up.
Right.
By presumably throwing up in the cab or something like
that. So is that...
which I've never done.
Is that the idea that... so you, as a passenger or a driver...
Yep. You each rate each other.
Right, okay. Yep. So can a driver refuse to take you on if you've got a...
Absolutely.
Okay, if you got a... Right.
So I was only alerted to the fact that my Uber rating was 4.2 by the fact that...
Oh, we're two. That's still 84%.
It's, apparently, it's not very good.
84%? God, how to get into most medical schools. 84. No, you probably need a good 95.
I'd say like a good 95. Yeah. Yeah.
And then general practitioner, not even specific.
Oh, dude,
how's that? You're gonna be like super smart, and it's not even specific.
You mean you think that general practitioners actually have to be more clever because they've got to know everything about everything?
I don't know about that. I don't think they know everything about everything. But
I
seriously,
fucking know they don't.
They're very well educated. We should. I don't mean to be disparaging, but here's a speaking of practice. So, I had
asparagus is one of those.
A practice?
No, a vegetable that's hard to spell. Is that how we started out? Difficult to say.
Zucumber.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are tired. We've got to that point. And do you know what's happening as well? You've got the fanny heater on in the house.
Yeah.
And the house is warm. And yeah. I'm getting that blurry-eyed kind of heat-tired.
Come on, dude. Fire up.
I should have a beer then.
I've got another story for you.
Oh, tell me a story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I went to see my goddaughter dance today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She's the best. Well.
Actually, did she win?
No.
She's not the best.
Robbed, bloody robbed. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, I imagine so.
It's come to that stage now. I don't mean in this podcast. I mean in my life. That now, the moment she walks on stage, I start crying. What's happened there?
Why do you cry?
Because I get so caught up in the moment that this little person that I've known. Oh, what an idiot. That's tiredness. That's not emotion. This person who I've known since she was this big is just out there doing this incredible
dancing
artistic pursuit, and she's so good, because if she wasn't good, I wouldn't be anywhere near as emotional about it.
You might. You might, though.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, like those people who go on those singing shows who can't actually sing. And there's always like five family members who just think they're amazing, and there's the one that knows they're not, and they're sitting back there going,
like Sting.
Yeah. Jose, oh yeah, yeah.
We talked about that.
We did.
Yeah.
Poor Sting. Are you okay now?
Oh, Jose, I'm okay now.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
I had to ask her mum for a tissue though.
Oh.
Tito, bring me a tissue.
You got any more questions to ask me? I really need to go to the toilet, so we should either ask you some questions.
Yeah, well, peek behind the curtain. I mean, I don't suggest you peek behind the curtain, but anyway.
Oh, don't worry, they already know that you leave the toilet seat up. Actually, they might not. I thought you had specific ones.
No, we'll come back to those. We'll wait for Steve. Okay.
Yep.
Does your family have strong traditions that you still observe? This is going to be quick.
Yes.
Shit. Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. My parents both smoke. So they do that all the time.
They stopped for a while.
They did.
It's quite impressive.
Yeah.
A long while.
So we're not particularly religious, as in, you know, going to church and whatnot.
You have a really interesting relationship with your family, with your parents particularly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you actually speak to them like they're other humans.
Whereas, because they're my mates.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas my relationship with my parents is that they are my parents.
Right.
Many things in order not to annoy them.
Okay. I try not to annoy my parents.
Yeah, but you berate them if they're doing something wrong.
I don't berate them.
You shout at them.
I certainly don't shout at my parents.
Where
were you when all this shouting was happening at my alleged shouting was happening at my parents?
Okay, I'm using the words berate and shout in an advised capacity.
So
you are not backward and coming forward about saying, what the hell do you think you're doing? You are aware of the situation as it stands, and you know that you should be doing a better job.
Right, so you're kind of in what you're inferring is true, but that's not how the conversations go with my parents.
Oh.
So if, you know, for instance, my dad's just been in hospital because he's been unwell, and the conversations will go along the lines of, so we need to probably have a look at how you're going to eat from now on and whether you should quit smoking and these kind of things. It's quite...
That's nice.
It's respectful.
Yeah,
and
that's
there's
nice.
Definitely the inference of stop eating shit food and smoking. You know, that's the subtext. It's like, you know, you're a smart adult that shouldn't be doing things that put them in hospital. But those situations, you know, you're not ever really telling anyone anything they don't know. You're just telling them something that they're not talking about of their own free will. So when someone's kind of had something suggested to them about the way they live that, you know, that isn't particularly healthy, they don't sit there going, no, I don't live like that. Like, they're pretty aware of the fact that what you're telling them is probably true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I might have got the wrong end of the stick.
I don't think I parent my parents.
I think you do.
Right. All right, last bit we can talk about, which goes on for me, because I thought about this today. I thought about asking you, and it kind of goes on from that. It's like, what do you think people talk about when they talk about you? So there's that thing, like, so I wonder if I leave my parents' place and my brother's there and my sister's there.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, fuck, thank God that crazy motherfucker's gone. He just comes in with his bloody juicing and his fluffy dog, right? And
it's a good dog.
It's so nice to have our life back. Like, sometimes I'm going to wonder if, you know, based on the conversations that I've had when I'm there, just going, oh, they must be so glad I've just left.
Wow. Okay. That's really interesting. I have never, ever wondered what people have said about me after I've left the room, but now I'm going to.
I'm not bothered. Like, you know, in that sense of, I don't leave going thinking, oh, I've embarrassed myself, or I'm, you know, they must hate me, or anything like that, or, you know, sometimes I might walk away from a situation, like, not just my parents, but anyone, just think, I think I need to make more of an effort with this, or I need to find a way to avoid this, or I'm not concerned about if people are talking about me, because occasionally people will. But sometimes I think, God, I wonder what people must think this about that situation.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I wonder what Sam thinks about us doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, our random, you know, things that happen to us and our ideas. And then being random in the middle of it, going, pew, pew, like from one topic to another, go, oh, that reminds me of something. It's like, we actually haven't talked about the thing we were talking about. We started talking about.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm going to have to lift my game, I think.
All right. Well, have a think about it. We'll talk about it with Steve when we interview him later.
So episode 6, we're going to have our first... Yeah.
Just bang.
I know, you saw me do it. We're going to have our first guest, which is pretty exciting.
Mm.
Although, what time is it? Why isn't he here yet?
I think we kept telling him to come later.
Yeah, it took a while to get organised today. We tried a new system today. We're ironing the bugs out. Ironing the kinks out. Working out the bugs.
Yeah.
Did I mix my metaphor?
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah. We're ironing out the kinks. We're working out the bugs.
Keep your ear to the grindstone.
All right then.
Yeah.
What else do we have to cover? What are you doing this week?
Probably editing video and audio and learning how to do that.
Okay.
That's
worth mentioning. Dom is the master of putting these things together. In fact, you wouldn't be watching or listening to any of this if it wasn't for this man here.
You might actually. I might have just, you know, abdicated my responsibility of it to you, but
yeah,
I haven't yet.
Good luck with that if that happens. So well done, man. Put a lot of effort into this.
Yeah.
So this is the show that wouldn't exist if it wasn't for you.
It would just be one ring circus.
Yes. But what else have you got going on aside from that?
Like, we're going to...
Hey, have you got a Twitter account?
Yeah, I don't Twitter, though.
No. I found it today for the first time. What's it called? True Butterflies or something?
What?
I don't know. What's your Twitter account called?
Dom Italiano?
Oh, it's not the one I found.
True really? Butterflies?
Well, that clearly wasn't true, but it was something like that.
No.
Really?
No. I don't know how much higher I can get to indicate how incredulous really? I feel about
Dom Italiano. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Is this where I have to go and look up Kestrels?
I think so.
Because you were right about that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure there's nothing to do with me and butterflies.
So I tweet, and I've got a couple of Facebook accounts. I've kind of got like a bandy one and my own one, and then the Instagram stuff. And sometimes they link, but sometimes I sort of try to put different stuff on each one, so you're not just getting a barrage of the same post in every.
Yeah, that's an interesting
place.
One. I've read about things like that with social media, like don't post the same thing to all the stuff. You're just like, whatever. If someone doesn't want to see it. I'm assuming that whoever's perhaps a friend of mine on Facebook isn't also on my Twitter and also on my Instagram. It's not everywhere. And the chances of that stuff popping up in every feed, it's pretty
small. So my Instagram goes to one of my Facebook accounts and my Twitter account.
Right.
There's a good chance that then my Twitter account feeds it to my other Facebook account. But
actually, give me some feedback if you're friends of mine on all of those things and you're sick of seeing the same fucking magnetic poem on every.
So what's your Twitter?
I think it's Dom Italiano.
Really? Just Dom Italiano?
Yeah.
God, you're clever.
I'm pretty sure.
Mine's Matty Bradshaw 1.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, but it's not good.
Oh, well. You know.
I should have been an early adopter. I've got a lot of followers.
Is that adopted again? Why do you keep saying that?
Because I've been too afraid to ask.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think you might be?
I have thought about it on the odd occasion.
Does your mother have any photos of her pregnant?
No.
Ah.
Fuck it. No one's ever asked me that before.
Sorry.
Certainly she hasn't. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what's your Instagram account? Because people need to go and see these magnetic poems.
Dom Italiano Music.
Good.
Yes. That's my Facebook page too.
And you've got a book coming out?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And an album. Yeah. No, not an album, an EP.
An EP.
When's that being released?
I'm going to release it on my birthday.
Good, which is?
September.
The?
19th.
Very good.
Oh, you're good at this? Even you asking me questions about this kind of stuff, I'm like, I don't want to talk about something that I don't want to talk about. I'd rather talk about gambling. Anyway.
So something actually we haven't touched on, I don't think in any of these episodes, well, to any great extent, is Dom is a remarkably gifted songwriter.
That's probably why we haven't spoken about it. It's just the gulf of our opinion of my songwriting ability.
So anyway.
And look, we've run out of time for today.
So September 19, look out for that. Dom's releasing his EP.
Hmm. I might just take it out to a forest somewhere. Have a ceremony.
No.
I saw a wonderful Facebook video. That's the last thing I'm going to say.
All right.
Right. It was this video of someone's got this little baby rabbit and they've, you know, found it and nursed it and, like, it's time to release it back into the wild. They've released it and the little rabbit's gone bounding off and this kestrel has just come and just picked it up and flown off with it. And the commentary on the video is just laughing because, of course, it's like,
nature. Don't circle of life me.
Nature just doing its thing.
Fuck you, Bernie. I'm not interested.
I loved it.
Circle of life. I don't care. No, yeah. Bunnies.
Yeah. God. Anyway, we should move on.
You can find me places.
Yeah, and me. If you want to email us actual questions to ask each other, it's matt@trcjoe.com.
If you want to ask me something about Dom, or
the other way around, it's dom@trcjoe.com.
Or if you want to ask us something that you don't mind if either one or the other of us sees, then it's podcast@trcjoe.com.
And if you want to be a guest or you know someone who can be,
email any of those things. Let us know. And the Facebook page.
Yeah. TRCJoe. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, so. That's the whole thing.
It works.
All right.
All right.
Episode 6 coming up soon. First guest, pretty exciting. I'm excited. He's gonna have some interesting things to say.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. Otherwise, ignore the last part of this.
Well, we'll get someone else. We definitely need an upward trajectory.
Should we do a song?
Maybe. I mean, yes.
Dude.
Is that it?
Do you want it?
Yeah, sure.
It's part of the... It's the deal.
Oh, sorry.
The dealio.
It's the deal. All right, let's do that.
All right.
See ya. Oh, there's something to push somewhere.
And stop!